My name is Glenn Harmon. I live in Squirrel Hill at the moment, but I was born in Natrona Heights, which is up the Allegheny River, about 25 miles. I joined the service when I was 17, wanting to get out of the country. And my family didn't have the resources to send me to college, so I joined the service with the intention of getting the GI Bill when I got out. I guess I was in high school when John Kennedy was elected president and was quite taken by him. At the time, he was not unlike President Obama was in 2008. And when I joined the service, the whole ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for your country was very much on my mind. And as I finished my training, he was assassinated and President Johnson took power. So I felt as if I was on a mission, and I felt it was a righteous mission, that we were there for good reasons, that we were there to save people. And so in that sense, I guess that I had a lot of respect for the people in charge, people making decisions. There was a certain excitement to being in the service and doing the things I did. I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in for 4 years. Vietnam was a lot like I would imagine the Wild West to be. I was in an area called I Corps, which was the northernmost portion of South Vietnam, adjacent to the demilitarized zone. It was very exciting. There were some cities, some of this, but for the most part, I was not in cities. It was frightening. I was in places where we would get shot at and shoot at people periodically at times. And I don't know that I ever hit anybody, and I'm just as happy that I don't. 8, 19, and 20, it isn't such a big deal. It's 60, it's much more disconcerting. I joined the service when I was 17. And when I went to Vietnam, I had the sense that I was doing something worthwhile for the first time in my life. And when I came back, I was shattered. I felt very victimized in it. The information that I was given while I was over there versus what was happening back here was very at odds with one another. And Senator Kerry, my experience was much similar to his than many others. I became very anti-war by the time I got back here. I wasn't very comfortable. I volunteered to stay in Vietnam and would have stayed there. I stayed there longer than I was initially supposed to. Again, because at that point I had a sense of being productive, making a difference. And coming back, having that kind of taken from me, I wasn't very, very comforted. My family, my parents and my extended family all saw me as a hero. I was the first one in our family to go to Vietnam. I had a couple of cousins that went after me. I joined the service in 1963, and I went to Vietnam in 1965. So I was not unlike today when people come back from Afghanistan or Iraq. One-on-one, individually, you're treated very... I don't know that I ever felt disrespected by people, especially people close to me. But in general, I was welcomed back in a positive way. I haven't gotten anybody that I've stayed in contact with. I made quite a few friends, but when I came back, I had problems with post-traumatic stress syndrome. The label, I don't think, accurately describes the condition. It's really an existential, you know, you feel like your life wasn't valued and isn't valuable. And then the distress and anger that follows from that is very hard to identify, number one, and quench, number two. And it took a long time. There was a lot of drinking, a lot of rage that didn't appear to have a cause. I guess that would be probably the most obvious is displaced anger. And I was married before, and that marriage ended in divorce, and it was all my fault. I wouldn't read about, go to movies, or go to any functions around Vietnam for more than 10 years. And when I first went to the wall in Washington with the names, I didn't particularly want to go, but my wife at the time she wanted to go see it. And then she thought it would be good for me to go see it. And then she was afraid to get in the car with me after we left because I had a very strong reaction to it. And that, as I said, that took a long time. That wasn't something that faded. I mean, one of the things that I think the current experience that these fellows are having coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't know that the public really appreciate the toll that it takes on people and the effect it has on an ongoing basis with people. I mean, you read about your stories, but that's very different than the experience. When I was in Vietnam, there were many times it was fun and it was, you know, but there were also harrowing moments where I was very frightened for my life and anxious about what was going to happen and all that. And the overriding emotion that carried me through that was a sense of purpose. Having a sense of purpose allows you to accommodate a wide range of emotions that might otherwise be debilitating. And I guess that's what happened, was that sense of purpose got pulled away from me. We need to pay attention to the experiences. Particularly Vietnam, the experiences were negative, and so the lessons were ignored. And we repeated the same mistakes many times.